Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, sende, ho. Vikings game plan continues. Our featured player this week, safety Andrew Sendejo.
Third and nine. Osweiler throws up the seam and it's intercepted. Andrew Sendejo on the pick.
Recently had a pick from the arm of Brock Osweiler in the Vikings' fifth victory. A couple of fumble recoveries. Joins us in the TCO studios. Great start. 5-0. Pretty good, right?
Yeah, it's been a great start thus far. We've still got a lot of work to do, but not mad about being 5-0 right now.
Your relationship with Mike Zimmer, what's it like?
Really, I think since I've been here, I've just tried to do what he says. You know, he doesn't want you to do too much. Don't go too much outside of the scheme. Play your technique, play how they tell you to do it, and do them to the best of my ability.
Vikings today are showcasing exactly what they are.
They're physical, they're tough, they're tenacious.
Obviously, the defense is very good on all levels. Defensive line, linebacker, corners, and back to you and Harrison. How do you and Harrison Smith complement each other with the way you guys play?
I think just our relationship on and off the field, we've been here together for a while. We kind of already know what the other guy is going to do, even just all the secondary in general. We've all been together now for a while. So it kind of helps us with communication and kind of being ahead of the play. Even when we go home after meetings, we'll text each other different plays and things like that and ask him, how do you see this play working out against this coverage and things like that, so that when we come in the next day, we kind of already have a leg up on how we're going to handle things.
Andrew, your road to starting in the NFL and quite honestly lasting in the NFL has not been easy.
No, it hasn't. Coming out of college, I was hurt, didn't get drafted, did the whole rookie tryout, didn't work out, went to the UFL, got picked up out of the UFL, kind of bounced around, finally got here in 2011. Really it's just one of those things where if you believe in yourself that you can play at this level, then you should keep trying. And I just always believed that I could. And that's why I'm so thankful to be here every day. I think that shows in the way that I play, and that's why I am the way that I am.
What makes Mike Zimmer's scheme and approach to pass defense so good and so effective on a weekly basis? And the answer you can't use is we rush the quarterback incredibly well. There has to be more.
I would say that our coaching staff does a great job of getting us a good game plan. So when we come in on Wednesday, we know that they've done their best job to give us the best game plan. And they know that we've been studying film and that, we're prepared for the week as well. And really just carrying it from the week of practice and doing it in the game, it's easy to do it in practice, but you got to take it to the game. And I think the fact that, we've gone into every game being, the most prepared with the best game plan and guys that, are going to play hard. That's been one of the biggest deals.
You run so fast that you've run out of your shoes.
I have indeed run out of my shoes.
It was down here. Toenail polish.
Yeah, I had to go straight from practice. We have a meeting here pretty soon, so I had to make it work.
What's with the toenail polish? Any good stories behind it?
I don't actually have a good story besides the fact that my toenails just get really bruised every year. So they're basically black anyways. So when I go in to get a pedicure, I just have them paint them.
But when you're a tough football player and you're a tough guy and you're a very hard hitter and have been all of your career, if you paint your toenails and or get pedicures, who's really going to make fun of you, right?
Yeah, I'm not really worried about it. Obviously, that's not an issue.